That was Dormammu and Until the Fear from a 1983 12-inch called Powdered Lover. We also heard the Australian group Belle du Soir and Treasure Island. That was originally on a 1981 single on the M Squared label, but you can also find it on the second volume of Chapter Music's Can't Stop It compilation series of Australian post-punk. Lots and lots of gems to be found on those comps. Prior to that, some more Boston art punk from the band Red. That song was Walking in the Park from a 1982 7-inch. And at the start of the set, Bikini Mutants and Prey from their forthcoming Let's Mutate collection on Sealed Records. And next is a band called The Blackout, who were from Guernsey in the Channel Islands. And they recorded one 7-inch that came out in 1984. We're going to hear the A side. It's called The Cry.
Thank you.
We just heard 13 at Midnight doing Follow Yourself, and that's from a 1981 compilation LP called The Snoopies Album, The Last Remains of a Richmond Venue. Prior to that, the Seattle band Chinas Comidas and Lover Lover, originally from their 1978 Peasant Slave 7-inch, and you can also find it on a brand new Chinas Comidas anthology put out by the label Beat Generation, and that's called Retrospective 77 to 81. Prior to that, some Japanese death rock from Lena Six Up. That song was Childhood's End from a 1986 flexi disc. And at the start of the set was The Blackout doing a song called The Cry from a 1984 single. I've got one more song to play, but before that, a few announcements and reminders. If you'd like to listen to previous episodes of Maximum Rock and Roll Radio, there are dozens upon dozens of them, and you can find them at maximumrockandroll.com/radio. You can drop us a line via email at radio@maximumrockandroll.com. If you have any music that you would like to submit for potential airplay or to be reviewed on our website, maximumrockandroll.com, please send vinyl, CD, or cassette releases to MRR, P.O. Box 3852, Oakland, California, 94609, USA. And on the subject of reviews, if you have any interest in potentially being a record reviewer for Maximum Rock and Roll, and you have strong opinions about punk and punk adjacent music, and you are good with deadlines, hit us up at reviews@maximumrockandroll.com for more information. If you would like to help support Maximum Rock and Roll, we are entirely volunteer run, so donations help us keep bringing you reviews and radio shows and everything else that we do. Throw us some money at maximumrockandroll.com/donate. I'm going to leave y'all with another one and done 80s post-punk single. This one's by a UK band called New Recruits. They put out a 7-inch in 1982 on a label called Discord. Not that Discord. Spelled the same, weirdly enough. This is called All in an Hour. Thanks for listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio.
Thank you. is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting to you from Simon Fraser University's Burnaby campus in British Columbia.
This is Bird Note. Solar panels are a popular source of renewable energy. But large groupings of them, called arrays, can take up a lot of space, says ecologist Chelsea Prather.
People are interested in making that area underneath solar arrays into usable habitats, so it's really important to know who is using it and how they're using it.
At two solar arrays in Ohio, Chelsea and her students found American robins, or rather, their cup-shaped nests. The first site was a fixed array with panels that are locked in place. The second was a tracking array, where panels tilt to follow the sun. Chelsea noticed that robin nests on the tracking array looked weird. Measurements confirmed that these nests were unusually tall and mounted to the support beams at odd angles.
And we think that was just because the nest was moving throughout the day when they were trying to make the nest.
And the taller walls may have stopped the eggs from falling out, too. It's a new example of how birds are adapting to a changing world.
Nature finds a way. These birds are making their nests that contain their precious eggs on a structure that is moving all the time, and they have found a way to do it, which I think is just remarkable.
For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel.